Well, guess who we're here with? Alice Hanks. It's great to have her with us. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast, and you were just reminiscing about watching a video of Sam going into Victory Circle in 1957.
Yes, it was such a pleasure. I attended the mayor's breakfast this morning where they crowned the 500 Festival Queen, and they introduced, they had Sam's number 9 car brought over from the Speedway Museum, and it was there. And then they introduced me and showed a short film clip of a little bit of one pit stop and then him coming into Victory Lane and retiring and me kissing him. There was no sound to it, but it was beautiful. It was in color. And I was really honored to be introduced at that breakfast this morning.
Of course, Sam continued to run some stock cars later in the year, but basically that was the end of his Indy career.
That's right. He had a contract with Lincoln Mercury, and he was driving the Mercury stock car. So he finished, I think, maybe half a dozen races the rest of that season, and then that was it. Hung him up for good.
You know, 60 years ago this year, he won the night before the 500 midget race.
Well, you know something I didn't know then. That was an exciting group of races. They were right across the street, 16th Street Speedway, I believe it was called.
Right.
It was paved. And during the day of and the night before the race, they had three complete programs where they had qualifying heats, main events, and so on. And he, I guess, won one of them. I'm not certain which one. I know,
yeah.
I would have been there because... we were married in 1947.
Wow, same year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it was him and Johnny Tolan were victorious. And, of course, he may have been the greatest midget racer of all time.
Well, that's what I've been told. Yeah. And, actually, he sort of got out of midget racing in the early 50s when the purses were still good. But he said, well, you passed a car and it was worth a $5 bill. He was wanting to run up front, and he figured you should be rewarded a little better. But it was time. It was time for him to get out of the midgets.
He was in that great age right after World War II, where it was so very big in California.
In California and the Midwest, and you could race 7 nights a week if you wanted to, if you had the stamina. And sometimes we raced 4 or 5 nights a week, Detroit, South Bend, Milwaukee, St. Louis, which was a biggie.
Sure, Wall Stadium.
Uh-huh. It was he and Teddy Duncan owned that stadium. If Teddy didn't win, Sam seemed to. So, and Detroit, there were just many, many midget tracks then. There probably are now, except I don't follow the regional races so much, so.
Yeah, I tried to get Indianapolis Raceway Park to have you come out this year since it was the 60s, but I know you normally went to the banquet. Now, I'm going to test my memory here. Are you originally from Iowa?
You're right. You've got a good memory. I'm from Iowa. Still have family there. I try to get there a couple of times a year, but our family meets generally in Las Vegas in February. Several members. We like Vegas, and it's a break for them. They get out of the cold weather, and we have our little reunion, so it's wonderful.
And so where did you meet Sam?
I met Sam during the war at Wright Field, Ohio. I was a civilian secretary, and he was a first lieutenant in power plant. He spent a lot of his time in Hartford, Connecticut, where the Pratt & Whitney engine company probably still is. And he asked me for a date, and that was sort of the beginning of things. We didn't get married till 1947, but he went home right after the war and got his midget warmed up, been stored all through the war, and started winning races again.
And he'd worked very hard to get into Victory Lane here at Indianapolis. It certainly wasn't his first shot.
Oh, no. It was his, actually, 13th time here, but 12th race, because in 1941, he wrecked the day before the race and was in the hospital. And, of course, you don't have a race car. Once you've wrecked it, there's no backup cars in those days. So he worked very hard at it.
Do you still have memories of that 1957 day? I've certainly seen those clips of you in Victory Lane. And, by the way, you looked beautiful then, and that hasn't changed.
Well, thank you for that. I do have a lot of memories. We have a nice den. It's paneled, and we have the trophies there. And we have some wallpaper. It's probably 14 feet by 7, and it's a photo montage of his life in racing. And he selected the pictures, and it's really a nice thing to look back, and I see those pictures and I remember all of it.
Racing's a family, so you were close to a lot of people from that particular era. Any particular folks that you were really close to?
Yes, I was close to Johnny Parsons' wife, Lila.
Right.
We're still in contact. Lois McGrath, right. Jack McGrath's widow now, and we were close because we traveled kind of the same circuits, and the women sat together. We weren't near the pits. We weren't allowed in there, so we would just kind of huddle together and hope for the best.
You know, you lived through that period, and you mentioned, of course, Johnny won the 5500, but, you know, Jack McGrath was Bill Vukovich's greatest rival, and he shouldn't be forgotten because he was quite a race driver.
Jack was a terrific race driver and a terrific person. Mm-hmm. He just had a very unfortunate,
right.
where he lost his life in Phoenix.
Phoenix, right.
It's a dirt track there,
right.
and we were there.
Yeah, the old fairground.
Yeah, so, yeah, Jack was good. I think he set a track record here.
First to go over 140.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't seem like much now, but try it on a rough racetrack in those race cars. Mm-hmm. And it was a big accomplishment.
You come back every May, don't you?
I do. I've been here every year. Sam passed away in 1994, and I've been here every year since. I only missed 2 years while he was ill. And before that, we came every single year. So it's really a pleasure. I have a lot of friends in Indianapolis, so I get to see them, and also my racing, or the racing family, let's call it.
Yeah, he had that Milan car, and it certainly worked wonders for him in 57. Then Jimmy Bryan was able to win it.
And also Jimmy Bryan was a good friend of Sam's. He was a real pal. He came to the garage after Sam had retired over here, and Sam introduced him to the car owner. They knew each other, of course, but that was really the moment Jim Bryan got the ride for next year, the following year.
Was it hard for Sam to walk away?
I think it always is, because you think would have, could have. But he was satisfied, and because he had an affiliation here with the racetrack, he kept coming, and he watched the evolution of the new drivers. But also we were so fortunate because we associated with a lot of them, and we met a lot of them. So it was a happy memory. It was a happy retirement.
Now, how about race day for you? What was that like? Was it nerve-wracking? Were you nervous? Were you scared? Did you enjoy it? What were the feelings?
You enjoy the exhilaration. You look forward to the start, and you certainly look forward to it ending, mm-hmm. and the safety of all concerned. But there's an exhilaration that's hard to describe when your husband is winning the race.
Mm-hmm.
And I was terrified I wouldn't make it to victory lane. I was also terrified if I went down there too soon, it would bring him bad luck. So I kind of waited, and then the guards helped me out. They were great.
Yeah. I tell you, you know as much as anybody, you win this race and people remember.
They do. It's amazing. And we have pictures besides our den with all the memorabilia. We have pictures in our garage, and workmen come and look at that, and they look at those old-fashioned cars, and they can't believe it.
I tell you what, we really appreciate you stopping by, and it's been great to see you.
Okay, thank you very much.